57-62节，路加福音9章57-62节。在路上有人对耶稣说，不论你往哪里去，我都要跟从你。耶稣对他说，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却没有安枕之处。耶稣又对另一个人说，跟从我。但是那人说，主啊，请让我先回去安葬我的父亲。耶稣说，让死人去埋葬他们的死人吧，你只管去传扬上帝国的福音。又有一个人说，主啊，我愿意跟从你，但请让我先回去向家人告别。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的人不配进上帝的国。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Grace, for reading.
谢谢 Grace.
And thank you to Matthew for the children's moment.
谢谢 Matthew 他们有儿童的时间。
And Pastor Alvin for the offertory prayer.
谢谢 Pastor Alvin 为我们祷告。
And thank you, Chu, for turning the announcements into a sermon.
谢谢 Chu 把家事祷告成为好像一个讲道。
This month is Philippine Heritage Month.
这个月是菲律宾传统月。
And we celebrate those among us who are Filipino.
有菲律宾人在我们当中，我们跟他一起庆祝。
They enrich us as a church.
他在我们教会当中。
And following the service today, there is a celebration of Philippine Heritage Month.
在崇拜之后，我们会有一个庆祝。
So after the 11 o'clock service, there will be lunch served.
在11点的崇拜之后会有午餐。
And we will have lots of opportunity to celebrate with our Filipino friends.
所以我们有很多的机会去菲律宾人兄弟姊妹去庆祝。
So I encourage you to stay for lunch today.
所以我鼓励大家去参加这个午餐。
Thank you.
谢谢。
A student had to give a speech at his high school graduation ceremony.
一个学生他必须在高中毕业典礼上发表演讲。
He began to read from his prepared text.
他开始从他准备好的文字中读到。
I want to talk about my mother and the wonderful influence she has had on my life.
我想谈谈我的母亲以及她对我的生命产生了多么大的影响。
She is a shining example of parenthood.
她是一个为人父母的光辉榜样。
And I love her more than words could ever say.
我爱她胜过言语所能表达的。
Everyone in the audience was touched.
观众中每个人都被感动了。
After a pause, the student looked up with a sly grin.
停顿了一下之后，这个学生傻傻地抬起头。
And said, "It's really hard to read my mom's handwriting."
说到读我妈妈的笔记真的很难。
This morning we honor those who have graduated.
今天早上我们向那些已经毕业的人致敬。
And I am sure our graduates have nothing but praise for their parents.
我相信他们会赞扬他们的父母。
Their family.
他们的家人。
Their friends.
他们的朋友。
For the support that they have received during their studies.
在他们的 学习期间，他们得到的支持。
And we applaud our graduates.
对，我们向他们鼓掌。
You deserve the praises that graduation brings.
你们应该得到毕业带来的赞扬。
Well done.
做得好。
Yet graduation is only the beginning of adult life.
然而，毕业只是成人生活的一个开始。
Now begins the lifelong quest for maturity and wisdom.
现在我们开始一个对成熟和智慧的追求。
In our scripture at the end of Luke chapter 9, we meet three men.
在今天的路加福音九章，最后我们看到有三个人。
They are not graduating.
他们不是毕业生。
But they are looking to take the next step in their lives.
但是他们也是开始他们人生的下一步。
And they see Jesus as the key to this next step.
他们看到耶稣是一个关键的人物。
The passage begins with Jesus and his disciples walking along a road.
经文从耶稣跟这些人一起走在路上开始。
At this point in Luke's gospel, the road becomes Jesus' way of showing what it means to follow him.
在路加福音，在这个时候，耶稣去向他的门徒看到他是要怎样去跟从他。
Luke chapter 9 verse 51 says Jesus has resolutely set out from Jerusalem.
路加福音九章五十一节，耶稣说到他一定要向一定要去耶路撒冷。
Jesus knows his ministry on earth is drawing to a close.
耶稣知道他在地上的事工将会结束。
He knows he is going to be crucified.
他知道他将要被钉十字架。
The purpose for which he came, to die for our sin and be raised to life, will soon come to pass.
他来这个目的，他要为罪而死，而且复活。
In today's scripture, how each of the three men speaks to Jesus.
今天在今天的经文当中，这三个人怎样去与耶稣对话
？And how Jesus responds.
耶稣是怎样回应
？Give us important clues for how to follow Jesus.
给我们一个提示，是重要的提示，让我们怎样去跟随耶稣。
Not just as graduates, but as disciples of Jesus.
不光是一个毕业生，而是一个耶稣的门徒。
This is a good passage to discover how we go with Jesus beyond graduation.
这是一个很好的经文，去让我们去探索，不光在毕业之后，我们去怎样去跟随耶稣。
The first man says to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go."
第一个人对耶稣说，无论你往哪里去，我都要跟从你。
Imagine posting a job vacancy.
去想象一个职业的空缺。
Lots of people apply.
有很多人去申请。
But one candidate stands out.
但有一个申请者脱颖而出。
The candidate promises to do anything you want.
这一个申请人他保证他要去做任何事情。
Whenever you want.
无论什么时候。
And wherever you want.
无论你要他去哪里
，The perfect candidate
是一个完美的申请人，是不是
？In Luke 9 verse 57, the first man looks like the perfect candidate to be a disciple.
在路加福音九章五十七节，第一个人就好像一个完美的一个门徒。
This is the first time in the Gospels anyone has said to Jesus, "I'll follow you."
这是在福音书中第一次。有人跟耶稣说：“我要跟随你。”
Who wouldn't want someone as committed as this?
有谁不想要这样的人呢？
But just because this man looks like the perfect candidate does not mean that he is the perfect candidate.
但是，如果这个人看起来像一个完美的申请者，但是他不等于他就是。
Jesus' reply brings everything into perspective.
耶稣的回答让我们洞察到这一些。
Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却没有安枕之处。
What Jesus means is this.
耶稣是这样的意思。
Every creature has a home, a place of security and refuge.
每一个生物都有一个家，有一个地方和有一个避难所。
But Jesus has nowhere.
但耶稣没有安枕之处。
Following Jesus means our home, our refuge, is not a location.
跟随耶稣代表我们的家，我们的避难所不是一个地方。
It is a person.
而是一个人。
Jesus.
耶稣。
This means more than just saying that we believe in Jesus.
这不光是代表我们，只是说到我们要相信耶稣。
At college or university,
在大学当中。
In our neighborhoods and workplaces,
在我们住的地方和我们工作的地方。
People will be quick to say that they do and do not believe.
人们会很快的说他告诉你他们所相信的和他们不相信的。
And some may say they believe in Jesus.
或者有人说他相信耶稣。
But following Jesus means that we belong to Jesus.
但是跟随耶稣代表我们是属于耶稣。
We live knowing that He is our focus.
我们生活在是让它成为我们的中心。
Some years ago, the authorities in Peru struggled to deal with people dumping their garbage.
许多年前，秘鲁的政府他们去为了人他们乱扔垃圾而头疼。
Streets in the capital city were scarred by terrible littering.
首都的街道都被可怕的乱扔垃圾所留下。
People even urinated in the streets.
人们甚至在街上小便。
So the authorities tried a novel solution.
所以当局尝试了一个新的解决办法。
They placed pictures of Jesus on the walls of buildings on the most polluted streets.
他们把耶稣的照片放在污染最严重的街道的建筑物的墙上。
The authorities realized that the Peruvians were far less likely to litter the streets with Jesus as their focus.
耶稣当局意识到秘鲁人可能不大可能以耶稣为中心，当他会在街上乱扔垃圾。
Jesus challenges the first man to see that discipleship means our focus.
耶稣挑战第一个门徒，意味着我们的中心是我们的身份。
Our identity.
我们的身份。
Our home.
我们的家。
Our refuge.
我们的避难所。
Is Jesus.
是耶稣。
To those who are graduating and to all who follow Jesus, let us never forget this.
对于那些即将毕业的人和以及所有跟随耶稣的人，让我们永远不要忘记这一点。
Jesus meets a second man.
耶稣遇到第二个人。
This time Jesus asks the man to follow him.
这一次耶稣呼召这个人叫他跟随他。
Just like Jesus had said to Peter, Andrew, James and John, his first disciples.
就好像耶稣跟他第一个门徒这样跟彼得、安德烈、雅各和约翰这样说道。
Instantly, they followed Jesus.
立刻，他们马上跟随耶稣。
But not this man.
但是这个人没有。
Lord, first let me go and bury my father, he says.
主啊，请让我先回去安葬我的父亲。
In that culture, when a person died, they were usually buried on the same day.
在当时的文化中，当一个人死去的时候，他们通常在同一天被埋葬。
So it seems that this man's father is not yet dead.
所以这个人的父亲他没有死。
This man wants to make sure that he receives his share of the inheritance.
这个人他想确定他首先得到他应得的遗产。
In other words, following Jesus is not top priority.
换句话说，跟随耶稣不是他的头等大事。
That's why Jesus responds as he does.
所以耶稣这样回答他说
：“Let the dead bury their own dead.
让死人去埋葬他们的死人吧。
”Jesus is asking the man, "Where is your true security?"
耶稣问到这个人：“你真正的安全在哪里
？”Is it in me, or in what you think you're entitled to in life?
是在我里面呢，还是？你觉得是在你应得的东西的身上吗？
The attraction of leisure, pleasure, and treasure is huge.
休闲快乐和财富的吸引力是非常巨大的。
The temptation is to live our lives looking for more time for ourselves.
这个诱惑就是我们生活在给我们自己更多的时间。
More exciting adventures.
去寻找更兴奋的事情。
More money lining our pockets.
或者去寻找更多的财富。
There is nothing wrong with these.
这些东西都没有错。
God has given us life to celebrate and enjoy.
上帝赐给我们生命去庆祝和享受。
But when these things dominate our lives, Jesus ceases to be the priority.
但是当这些事情主宰我们的时候，耶稣不再是优先的事项。
The great preacher and evangelist John Wesley shows us how to keep Jesus first.
一个伟大的传教士和传道者约翰·韦斯理，他向我们展示了如何把耶稣放在第一位。
Wesley lived in economically uncertain times.
韦斯理生活在一个经济不稳定的时代。
But he became so well known that his income reached £1,400 per year.
他很出名，他的收入最终达到每年1400英镑。
Today, this would be well over half a million dollars.
就等于相当于今天的五十万。
So what did he do with all his wealth?
那他怎样去处理这些财富呢？
Wesley gave away 98% and lived on just 2%.
韦斯利他放弃了98%的收入，只靠2%的收入去生活。
Wesley's view of money was this.
韦斯利他对金钱的看法是这样的。
In the hands of the Christian, money brings food for the hungry.
在基督徒手中，金钱是为饥饿者带来食物。
Drink for the thirsty.
为饥渴者带来饮料。
Clothing for the naked.
为没有衣服的人带来衣服。
Hospitality for the stranger.
为陌生的人带来热情和好客。
Hope for the widow.
为寡妇带来希望。
Home for the orphan.
为孤儿提供家
，justice for the oppressed，
为受压迫者伸张正义
，health for the sick，
为病人提供健康
，and the gospel to the lost，
和把福音带给失落的人。
As graduates and as disciples of Jesus, opportunities to achieve our goals will come。
作为耶稣的门徒和毕业生，实现我们的目标的机会将会到来。
Just do not let them distract us.
只是不要让他们分散我们的注意力。
As we sacrifice our time, attention, and riches for the sake of God's kingdom.
当我们为了神的国度而牺牲我们的时间、精力和财富的时候，
we discover more and more that our security is in Jesus.
我们会越来越发现，我们真正的安全感是在耶稣里。
And Jesus will care for us.
耶稣会照顾我们。
Finally, Jesus meets a third man.
最后，耶稣遇到第三个人。
Like the first man, this man declares his commitment to Jesus.
和第一个人一样，他对耶稣宣布他的承诺。
He even calls Jesus Lord.
他甚至称耶稣为主。
I will follow you, Lord, he says in Luke 9, verse 61.
主啊，我跟从你。在路加福音九章六十一节，他这样说道。
But his commitment comes with a condition.
但是他的承诺带上了一个条件。
First, let me go and say goodbye to my family.
但请让我先回去向家人告别。
Now what's wrong with that?
这有什么问题呢？
If I walked out of the door in the morning and did not say goodbye to Catherine, there would be something very wrong.
如果今天早上我出门的时候，我不跟我的妻子凯瑟琳说再见。这是会有很大的错误的。
But this is not the point.
但是这不是重点。
Jesus' reply highlights this man's true spiritual condition.
耶稣的回答突出了这个人真正的灵性状况。
No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
手扶着犁向后看的人不配进上帝的国。
In 1 Kings chapter 19,Verses 19 to 21, the prophet Elijah seeks his successor, Elisha.
在列王记上十九章十九节到二十一节，先知以利亚他寻找他的继承者以利沙。
He finds Elisha plowing with oxen.
他看见以利沙用牛耕地。
Elijah throws his cloak on Elisha.
以利亚把他的斗篷扔在以利沙身上。
It's a symbolic way of calling Elisha to follow him.
这是一个象征，就叫以利沙跟随他。
Elisha asks if he can say goodbye to his family.
以利沙回答说，他是否可以和家人说再见。
But Elijah is not happy.
但是以利亚不高兴，他这样做。
Elisha is like the man in Luke 9, verse 62.
以利沙就像那个路加福音九章六十二节里的人。
But instead, Elisha takes the oxen.
但以利沙他把牛
slaughters them.
屠宰他
and uses the wooden plow as firewood to cook the meat.
他把那木犁作为柴火去煮这个肉。
Then he follows Elijah.
然后他跟随以利亚。
This is why Jesus refers to the plow in Luke 9, verse 62.
这就是为什么耶稣在路加福音九章六十二节中提到犁。
He said that this third man's heart is divided.
他说，这个人啊，第三个人，他是心怀二念的。
If he will not make a clean break with his past, his commitment to Jesus will be compromised.
如果他不与过去彻底的决裂，他对耶稣的委身是会受到伤害的。
He needs to be like Elisha and burn the past.
他必须像以利沙一样烧掉所有的过去。
I read of a U.S. veteran of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941.
我曾经读到一个美国老兵，他在1941年，他在日本进攻珍珠港的时候。
He proudly displayed a bumper sticker on his truck.
他在他的车后他卡车后面有一个标志。
I'm a Pearl Harbor survivor.
我是珍珠港的幸存者。
But the truck was not a Chevy or a Ford.
但是他的卡车不是雪佛兰或者福特。
His truck was a Toyota.
他的卡车是丰田。
A Japanese truck.
一个日本公司的卡车。
This U.S. veteran was not held by the past.
这个美国老兵他不被过去所辖制。
He graduated from the past.
他从过去中毕业了出来。
As graduates and as followers of Jesus, we cannot let the past control us.
作为一个毕业生和跟随耶稣的追随者，我们不能让过去控制我们。
Christ is Lord.
基督是主。
Not our family.
不是我们的家庭。
Not our culture.
不是我们的文化。
Not our ethnicity.
不是我们的种族。
Not our friends.
不是我们的朋友。
Not our job.
不是我们的工作。
Not our possessions.
不是我们所拥有的。
Not our income.
不是我们的收入。
That's the call upon you who are graduates and upon all of us as disciples of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的呼召，对于对一个毕业生和对于耶稣的门徒。
We do not look back.
我们不回头。
We are determined to keep Christ at the center of our lives.
我们决心把基督放在我们生活的、我们生命的中心。
We fix our eyes upon Jesus, as Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says.
正如希伯来书十二章二节说到，我们定睛在耶稣身上。
I graduated from high school in 1982.
我1982年高中毕业。
In high school, I know I did not always like exams.
在高中的时候，我知道我不是很喜欢考试。
Or rugby in the freezing cold.
或者在严冬去打橄榄球。
Or learning French.
或者学习法语。
Or staying late after classes to rehearse with the school orchestra.
或者在放学之后还要去学校管弦乐队排练。
But high school was a good time.
但是高中的时候是一个非常美好的时。
The most important part of high school for me was it was there that I met Jesus.
高中对我来说最重要的部分是我在那里遇见了耶稣。
I understood that Jesus died for me on the cross.
我知道耶稣在十字架上为我而死。
I discovered that He called me to follow Him.
我发现他叫我跟随他。
I knew that the only response was to say yes.
我知道我唯一的回应是说是。
I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
我接受耶稣基督为我的救主。
And the Lord has never forsaken me.
而主从来没有抛弃过我。
Today we celebrate our graduates.
今天我们庆祝毕业。
Yet we're all graduates this morning.
然后我们每一个人今天早上都毕业了。
We're all being changed from one degree of glory to the next.
我们全部都是从一个荣耀的一个层次到下一个层次。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says.
哥林多后书三章十八节这样说道。
And God calls us forward with Him.
反映主的荣光。
To whatever He has next for us to do.
渐渐变成主的样式。
In us, through us, and for Him.
在我们里面，通过我们和为他。
As we step forward, we remember that we were made for Jesus.
当我们前进的时候，我们记得我们是为耶稣而造。
We're not our own.
我们不是我们自己的。
Our security is in Jesus, not anywhere else.
我们的信靠是在耶稣里，不是其他的任何东西。
And our commitment is to Jesus, not compromised.
而我们委身，我们要去委身，去耶稣，而不是其他的东西。
So let us go with Christ.
所以跟随耶稣。
Amen. We are going to stand and sing our final hymn.
唱回应
诗歌。Number 66 in the hymn book, or it will be on the screen.
诗歌66。
To God be the glory.